Okay, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. First off, I want to let you know this hour, you guys can celebrate the summer of soccer with WQAM tomorrow at the Citadel in Miami. I don't know why I just did like magician fingers. Like, tomorrow, starting at noon, every hour, one lucky fan gets a shot to win up to $10,000 in our soccer kick challenge. You guys can enjoy complimentary food and complimentary global food samples from Wild Fork. Snacks, Galen! You guys can also get cafecito. I love cafecito. Cafecito from La Llave. Rooftop vibes with Al Capone. You guys can meet Heat legend Udonis Haslam aboard the Hard Rock Bet bus. Plus games, giveaways, prizes, and match day excitement. Come for the soccer, stay for the vibes. The Summer of Soccer at the Citadel in Miami tomorrow at noon. We will be broadcasting live from the Hard Rock Bet bus. So look forward to that. And this is sponsored by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. By La Llave Smooth Espresso. By your South Florida Chevy dealers. Al Capone, sweet hand-rolled cognac cigars. Wild Fork Neighborhood Meat and Seafood Market, Hard Rock Bet Sportsbook, and by Verizon, an official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, which, by the by, is underway for today's action as we had some play in Group A. Czechia is up right now on South Africa 1-0 in the early going, about 8 minutes into this match. Where is this game today? This is in Atlanta. Oh, bless you, dude. Yeah, you can't play in the studio right now.
Bless you.
I know.
This one's in Atlanta. Today, your lineup, as we'll give you the rest of your headlines here, brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll always find your abuelito, and when you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. Your scores, you got this 1-0, and then later up today, we have Switzerland and Bosnia at 3 o'clock. That is from Inglewood, California, SoFi Stadium. Then the night games tonight, you got, well, early afternoon. What do you consider 6 o'clock? Early evening? Late afternoon?
It's the evening.
In the evening, Canada takes on Qatar. That game is in Canada, in Vancouver. And that will be on FS1 for those who are looking for it in English. Telemundo in Spanish. And then at 9 o'clock from Mexico in Guadalajara, Mexico and South Korea at 9 o'clock today. So those are your matchups coming up today. Now, I will be down at the our Michelob Ultra watch party, and I'll be watching Canada and Qatar at Regatta Grove in Miami coming up. That'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. And the great thing there is we got Michelob Ultra giving away awesome prizes, including tickets to an upcoming world soccer match right down here in South Florida. I believe these are to the round of 32 in July. So if you guys want a place to watch it, Regatta Grove in Miami. We had a blast. We've been doing these for the last couple weeks, but we had a blast on Friday for Team USA. And in this one, we got Canada and Qatar today and a loaded World Cup afternoon in front of everybody. Meanwhile, the Marlins are off today. They salvaged their series finale against the Phillies. They won 12-4. Kyle Stowers went deep twice. Owen Casey went deep. Jacob Marcy went deep. Joe Mack went deep. They the lefty sluggers, they treated that place like a Little League park, which it is. It's a gimmick. Fake park.
Tiny. Not used to the cavernous building that Marlins play in. Mm-hmm.
Trey Young is reportedly declining his player option for $49.5 million.
So let me get, is Trey Young a guy that would get a max or should get a max?
He's not gonna get a max. I believe the reports are that he is gonna get a pretty hefty 3-year deal. It's not gonna be a max, because a max would be like probably in the 180 range, I think, but I've seen that he's gonna get like 3 years, 120. So $40 million a year, something like that for him?
I can deal with that, right? But when you see guys like Trey Young making $60-70 million because it's time, right? when you see how he compares to other guys in the league. See, I'm used to being in a sport that pays you according to what other guys get paid and what you would make on the open market, right? So if you're a running back and only five guys rush for over 1,200 yards and then you rush for over 1,200 yards, you can look at those five guys' salaries and say, I should be amongst them, right? Basketball is not like that anymore. Basketball is like, Max, don't want me to walk away for nothing, Max.
Yeah.
And you lose the value of the player because of it.
Right, but I think that this is one of those things with Trae Young. I'm a little surprised because I just been like, well, what are the Wizards like? Do they feel like they need Trae Young? Like the Wizards could go out there, they could draft Darren Peterson and kind of have their guard of the future, and just be cool.
And
I know they
be
want
a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I mean,
and
listen,
they go get other players.
You got to spend some money somewhere. They still have Anthony Davis, who doesn't seem like he wants to be there at all. But I don't know. Would you go for street clothes if the Giannis thing doesn't work out? What's the Giannis contract?
Street clothes making a max.
Oh yeah,
you talking about $60 million?
Yeah, but I don't know if this is the last year. If he's got multiple years, I gotta look.
So, but here's the deal.
He's got
clothes and Bam would work.
Oh yeah,
but I don't want to give up Kalel for 1 year.
I don't know if they would have to give up Kalel. I wouldn't give up Kalel for him either. Because you think they have Sar, they have. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do in the draft. They're going to take DeBanza. He's kind of like a three. They take Boozer. He's kind of like a 3-4. So I don't. Sar's gonna be their center, I would assume.
Right,
but. Yeah, I wonder about that. Like, would the Heat take a flight? Now, the thing is, he's got the risk of it is he's street clothes. And he's got an option for $62 million next year. Well, really, $63 million next year.
You know how I feel about that. Like, we are getting rid of one issue to sign a more expensive issue, the same issue.
Yeah. But
like,
I'm saying
that I don't like the name sounds great. We know that at times he has looked like one of the most indefensible players on both sides of the floor.
Right.
Right? But his availability.
We saw Bam and AD in the Olympics. Looked pretty
right.
Good. Pretty good.
Bam, but of all the things you just talked about, Bam and AD would fit the best out of all of it, out of anybody you could bring in. However, I think we need to take some of that pressure off Bam and have somebody who's more reliable and somebody who is going to play 60, 70 games alongside Bam. So you can at least, if anything, let Bam get a break.
Man, could they do a Bam? Like, if you remember Tall Time, though, if they could do a Bam, AD, Kalel. Schmeathen says it would take Tyler, Jaime, Kaspers, and a couple picks.
No.
You think it would take that much?
No, it wouldn't take that much.
I don't know. You're probably right. It probably cost you Kaspers. Kaspers, this pick and another pick, would you do it? With whatever the salary was?
And keep Tyler?
No, you got to trade Tyler for the salary,
okay.
Obviously.
Okay, there. All right. Kaspers,
I guess he's right. Yeah, a couple of picks. So, like, if you're saying this
Kaspers
pick
and this year's pick
and then
next year's
whatever
or
a pick down the line or something like that.
Right. Yes, I would do it. Ooh. I would do it only for this reason. As much as I would like to have Giannis, we've seen Bam and AD play together. We know what that looks like. And just imagine having Bam, Kalel, and AD, right? Well done, Dade South.
Dade South says it would be the Unibroward. That's a point. Let's go to Brittany on a couple of things. One, we need to find out why she hates Josh Allen's ass so much. But first, Brittany, would you take Anthony Davis in a trade with the Miami Heat?
That's
what we just discussed.
So it would be Cass and two picks?
Cass, two picks, and whatever the salary was.
And Tyler.
And Tyler. Yeah. I really don't think so. And I can't believe that Leroy's on this train.
But Go ahead.
Because you want to talk about one of the most unavailable players in NBA history? His nickname is literally Street Clothes.
Is that on his basketball? Oh, man.
I know, but I started off by saying that.
It is right? on his.
So and it's not like I'm excluding, you know, the reality of the situation.
It's actually on
however, if I can go with two of those three guys every night, I might be able to get away with it.
No, you're going to trade. And I get
that
Cass is young, but he's like the only true point guard that the Heat have.
Right.
You think Pella and Jaime would get it done?
I don't think so. Like, you think Pella, you think Pella, Jaime for AD?
Yeah, Pella, Jaime, and the two picks. Would that get it done? And is that too much?
That's way too much, in my opinion. For Anthony Davis, you
street
guys?
Street Clothes, this is what he's had.
The Street Clothes?
Street Clothes is going to be 34.
Oh, no. No, never mind. I thought he was 30.
Nah. He's a little older.
All right.
It's like a two-year window. It would be basically like a two-year window.
For Jaime, Pella, and two picks, or Cass and two picks.
He last played.
And Tyler.
So this is his past.
The year they won the championship, he played a lot.
Since 2020, he's played 62 games, okay, 32. That was the year they won the title. 36, 40, 54, had 23, 24. He played 76 games. The year that he got traded to Dallas, he played a combined 51 games with the Lakers and Mavs. Last year, he played 20. But, I mean, there was a little chicanery on, like, where the Wizards trying to tank. Was fake injuries. But obviously.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
He could have used the rest. We know he could have used the rest.
Probably. So you're getting him fresh. You could be getting him fresh.
Or out of shape.
Remember, he had the orbital bone.
Or out of shape.
Brittany, I don't disagree with you. Right? Of all the guys that we have talked about getting, the best fit would be AD.
It would work. I'm not saying
now,
it wouldn't work.
Now, the problem is maybe I'm a little skewed in my thinking because it means you get to keep Kalel. and who's to say...
Yeah, I'm not trading Kalel.
Kalel no. won't end up being a version of you, a version of AD
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
far as his skill set.
But even if you see, here's the thing. Like, I still think I don't. This narrative has gone around like Kalel's value's down. I think that's ridiculous. I think that's hogwash.
No,
I think
people that's number one in every people person
are
straight.
People are, yeah, people are trying to put this out there. Let me just tell you something, guys. 21 years old, 7'1", shoots the lights out, gets 9 rebounds in his sleep. That's never going to be undervalued in this NBA. It's just never going to be. It's just not. It's like
and gets blocked.
It's like a 4-3 wide receiver. Like it's just never gonna be. It's never gonna be looked upon as something that doesn't have value. Like I just don't buy it. I don't buy that people are like, oh, that's not that great an asset. Get the hell out of here for a guy that's got what 2 more years before you have to pay him too. Don't buy it. But it's an interesting one. It's interesting. Street Clothes. We got to take a break.
I can't believe that
I know. You want some?
Yeah, like you had a moment. Like, yeah, I think Tobin's getting into your head. Like, he's throwing a lot of things at you, and I think he's getting to your head. Because I can't believe that you were on that train.
I thought it out.
What about just this year's pick?
After you heard his
What about this? What about this? Just 13 this year with the with Pella, Jaime, salary, this year's pick. Would you do it?
No, I think you're giving away reliability and people who play and play hard.
We need talent. We do need talent.
I understand.
I would, if I'm the Heat, I make the call to get it out there so that Milwaukee has to then make a decision.
I like that. like put it into the ether.
You see what I'm saying? Because if Milwaukee knows that Giannis is your only choice, then they're going to try to use you to clean get your, more assets.
Yeah.
But if you say, listen, the draft is next week, all right? Call the Wizards. Call your guy who has the inside and say, yeah, we put a call into the Wizards. Let the whole NBA know that you're considering other options. And then Milwaukee would then call and say, hey, I thought we had a deal. But you're shopping. You're shopping our deal. So we're going to – either you're going to do the deal or we're going to look for other options.
I put a poll up at @Brennan_Tobin. Does Anthony Davis tickle the Heat fans' fancy? Just let me know.
I'm going to use AD. I'm going to call the Wizards to use AD like Milwaukee's using us. Play the game.
Quickly, a weather update that is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. It is, oh my God, 92 degrees, cloudy, and heat advisory till 7 p.m. That is your weather update. We'll take a break. Back after this. Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And shout out to our furry listeners. Not the people who are just into the furries. I meant the pets.
Please elaborate.
Yeah, just want to be clear there. If you like silly stuff like that, I'll be at the Michelob Ultra Watch Party today, watching Canada and Qatar at Regatta Grove in Miami this afternoon. I'll be there from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll have lots of prizes to give away, courtesy of our QAM promotions team. We'll have some soccer stuff to raffle off, and we'll have the grand prize, which is our friends at Michelob Ultra giving you a chance to win tickets to an upcoming World Soccer match. So
is it Qatar or Qatar?
Dude, I don't know.
It's Qatar. Let's.
I know that was a thing back. He might be right. It might be Qatar. But you know what? I'm going Qatar. Dan Day was trying to correct me on.
You guys, I can't believe you attacked me. That's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about these two.
No, I know. I'm sorry they did that to you.
Jumped down my throat, Brittany and Jennifer.
Rude.
We didn't jump down your throat.
We did not.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, you jumped.
A couple of Melanie and Kenzie bullies here. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, don't you dare compare us to
Who's Melanie?
Those two.
I don't know.
Wait.
Be careful.
Did you just say to me, I'm overreacting?
Yes.
Wow.
In the early returns of our poll, does Anthony Davis tickle the Heat fans' fancy? 68% say no. These are some of the answers that I've gotten. I have one and only one principle in sports. If you trade for a guy nicknamed Street Clothes, the whole front office needs to be fired as soon as the ink is dried.
Let's be so real.
I have Nay, who just gives me no with 3 exclamation points. Johnny Bucket says, is Trey Levitt? Sure, Leroy made a good point. Chris said, I'd be more excited to watch Josh Rosen's comeback season with the Dolphins this year.
You were compelled.
Heat Enjoyer says, where is the FNO option? And then Ecto Cooler says, I'm fine with it as a cheaper fallback option. We need to change something up here. Him at the 5, Bam at the 4 isn't bad. I like it. All right. We'll see. Jeez, where's the FNO option? Oh, fair point.
I wish that you put that.
I just feel like it's a little unseemly.
No.
Why do you think Josh Allen's a bad person?
What do you mean, why do I think Josh Allen's a bad person?
I forgot of your thoughts during the mixed bag about Joe Burrow, and you said that I think you said Josh Allen's a bad human.
I said he's objectively an unlikable person.
That's what you said. Why? Yep. Why is that? Just his face?
No, I just think that he has an attitude on him. I think he can be very arrogant, yet he loves to complain. I hate complainers. He's always complaining about something. And also, you know, when he first got drafted, that whole controversy surrounding him.
His racist tweets as a 17-year-old?
Yeah, and, you know, he had some other questionable tweets as well, other than just racist ones.
Okay.
I just don't think that he, and, like, I know everybody has gone on, like, the Josh Allen train now that he's with Haley Steinfeld, but, like, my hatred still runs deep for him.
So Haley Steinfeld does not take away the stink.
No, she really doesn't. If anything, it makes me question her a little bit.
Wow. All right.
Or you're questioning Haley's life choices?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep. Interesting.
I mean, I wish them nothing but happiness and like.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. It's just it's nothing to do.
Kind of sounds like me saying I wish you no success.
I never see, but I don't. I do wish. I wish her success. I don't wish him success ever. I will never wish him success. Actually, but I wish that she's doing great. I hope she's she's fine. But I just don't think he's a likable person. And I feel like that's kind of the consensus around NFL fans. It's like, unless you're a Buffalo fan, who actually likes Josh Allen? I mean, I think he's a fantastic football player.
I think if I didn't deal with him kicking the Dolphins' ass every year, I think I would like Josh Allen.
You think so?
I think I would. But
why? He's a loser.
Wow.
Jeez. Well, Brittany, I gotta tell you, there's been players.
Don't ever change.
Wait, stop,
because that was personal.
But I gotta tell you, I have never gone at Aaron Rodgers like that.
This woman has
you
a
have.
Future.
I'm telling you.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Oh man.
Well, unlike you, Leroy, I stand firm in my hatred. And
No.
You like to sit here and you like to be like, oh, I don't really hate him. But all you do is hate on him constantly.
Wait. This is not about Leroy. This is about Brittany right now. What are you doing?
Wow.
Keep eating.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, why do you hate him more than Joe Burrow? Like, how do you not hate him more than Joe Burrow? He's never done anything.
I understand.
Ever.
I understand.
You know what? Tobin doesn't like people that he can't really find a flaw in. So he just says, too nice, whatever.
I don't like people who get to skip the front of the line with no adversity. And then like when they face adversity, it's never their fault. Like a lot like Podcast Boy. You
but
know?
That's not his fault. That's our fault.
I don't know.
That's the media's fault.
Leave JJ Redick out of
this. There's certain guys that come into the league that, for example, and this is a bad excuse because Patrick Mahomes has won, right? But throughout his career, ain't nobody going to ever question Patrick Mahomes. They're going to go to everything else.
Yeah, you can't question him. You can't question Patrick Mahomes. It's impossible.
So that's so imagine not a place where Kansas City had success before Patrick Mahomes. They just didn't win the Super Bowl. But they had great seasons, right? Cincinnati was nothing, nowhere, nada, zip. Joe Burrow comes in and goes AFC Championship in the Super Bowl. How can you say anything bad about that guy when his team, his organization was irrelevant before he got there?
I don't know. It's just like, he just talks a big game for not doing something forever, you know?
See, Buffalo's different. Buffalo's had success. They haven't won a Super Bowl. But they've had somewhat success, and Josh Allen hasn't exceeded the success they had before he was there.
Exactly.
You're talking about back when, Jim Kelly?
Yes. Yes.
Like that J.P. Lossman back in the day, dude.
I'm
just saying, Bills fans, okay, are going to be harsher on Josh Allen because they had the success of Jim Kelly.
So if the Dolphins today could get you Joe Burrow or Josh Allen, Brittany, which one would you take?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. That loser.
He's got a future.
That loser. You know what he is, though?
Oh, he's good.
He's talented. He's a great basketball. He's a great football player. Sorry. I'm not sorry.
In a heartbeat.
I think if I could have dealt with Tua as long as I did, I think I'll be fine with Josh Allen.
I'll be fine. You'll be fine. Have you seen what's been playing quarterback? Like, we have to bring our quarterback out on the field like this.
Do you have a Love Island soda?
Yes.
He's flashing it on purpose.
He's obsessed. And also, you keep falling in love with limited edition poppies, and then you wonder why you're upset in the end.
Well, take it.
It's fruit punch soda. It's delicious. Not as good as...
What's better?
Not as good as pineapple.
We'll take a break. Play a little Goosies. I don't even know if we're going to have time for it. Maybe we should move it to next hour. We'll do Goosies, no Goosies next hour.
You have butchered the clock.
That's fair. I have butchered the clock. I have Butch at the Clock.
I mean, who knew Britney was going to go on tirade every segment?
You could tell we got Summer Galen, though, because Summer Galen's relaxed. He goes, I guess the ID is going to play at this time. We moved it up, Galen, all right? We moved it up for FCC purposes.
He's not listening because he's trying to find our snacks.
Yeah, we want snacks, dude. All right, back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We'll give you a little update here from Shinnecock, New York, as we have the U.S. Open going on right now. As Leroy predicted, not a lot of great scores. Not a lot of great scores today. Sam Stevens is your leader. Oh, there's a tie, actually. There's a six-way tie for the lead, and they're all one under par. Sam Stevens, Christoph Raton, Sam Birds, Ludvig Åberg. Is it Åberg or Åberg, Leroy? Åberg or Åberg? How do you say
it? Åberg.
Ludvig Åberg. Patrick Reed.
Ludvig Åberg. I have it right here.
And Ben James. They are all one under. Those are your leaders.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys in the whole field. Or under par.
Jake
Peet. On day one. It only gets tougher as it goes farther along in the U.S. Open. So I would be highly doubtful that at the end of this tournament, anyone will be under par.
My guy, Jake Peacock, he is even through 4. Just getting going. Al Macko says, they're like children. Who's he referring to there?
I fear us.
Joey us. V says, watching Ken Dorsey go nuts when the Bills ran out of time will forever make me happy. Oh, yeah. That's a top five moment over the last.
It was a great joy of mine.
And I love Ken Dorsey.
But it was joy. I was so joyful that day.
It was a great day. It was. Meanwhile, I keep getting some feedback on this Anthony Davis stuff. Guy said, Basketball 208 on Twitter says, I clicked yes by accident, but I absolutely meant no. And that was to our.
He had to send it. He's like, don't,
he needed
don't
a clarification. He said, don't you dare. What is the. Is it. Has it gone up or down the poll?
It's going very much in the direction of no.
Yeah.
It's 74% say no. With.
Are we surprised?
We got like 300 votes in 25 minutes.
Are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked. I think if I would have put, would you take Anthony Davis on the cheap skis? I feel like the poll would go more direction.
I don't think that your trades that you proposed are cheap.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm just saying cheaper than Giannis. I don't think the Wizards are in a position where like they'll do it for like you're gonna have to give up. They're gonna want somebody young. You're gonna have to wet their beak a little bit, right?
Right, because they would enjoy going on a youth movement.
Right.
It wouldn't be, like, the worst thing in the world because now, like, the way sports works is everybody wants to be OKC now.
Rogier Hader, that's a great handle, at Rogier Hader says, you're welcome, Tobin. And then he says, Pat Riley's looking at the wrong guy in Washington. Trey Young to Miami? No. But Anthony Davis? Yes, please. So he's into it.
Right.
Check that out, dude. We'll see. But they were really – I liked that. I mean, that duo was fun in the Olympics.
I would just say that if you start conversations, right? Right now, there is nobody anywhere that is putting anything behind Milwaukee, and they're just taking their sweet time and being able to do, like, sometimes with trades, you need the fear of asking for too much and not being able to trade them at all.
Is it 2-0, Chechia?
They scored again?
I don't know. I couldn't see. They got some weird font up there. And then I got distracted by Good Morning Football. I couldn't see.
No, it's still 1. It's halftime.
1-0?
No, yeah.
All right, 1-0. My bad. I've been very like ADD with the sports lately.
Karen, I said I heard Anthony Davis got hurt reading the poll.
He might
He hurt his finger trying to press yes.
That has to be a point.
But if the Heat did keep Kalel, like, you could maintenance program him. Like, you could take it easy with him
a little bit,
you know?
But here's the other thing. The other thing is that we wouldn't even be in this situation thinking about this if Spo had just played Kalel and Bam together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I do think, again, like, I do think we need some more talent. The size thing would be interesting. Like, you know, you would be one of the bigger you'd go from one of the smaller teams to the bigger teams, theoretically, if he's healthy. That's what everybody always has to do with him. That's what you always have to do with him. So, I don't know. I think I lean towards you guys because here's the thing that would scare me. The thing that would scare me is he comes here, he street closing. And then he opts into $63 million next year, and you're cooked.
Yeah, well, I mean.
And you're cooked in a year where you could have an unprotected pick out there with Charlotte because Adam Silver's corrupt. So that's another caveat that you have to throw in there. Now, I suppose you could say you'd have that risk with Giannis, too, because Giannis is going to sign a monster deal and has his own injury concerns. But they're not. Nobody has Anthony Davis injury concerns.
No. Absolutely.
Like, the only other guy right now who's in his class is Joel Embiid. And I don't even think Joel Embiid's in Anthony Davis's class.
No, I don't even think it comes close.
Tyler?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about actual stars, though.
Wow.
Damn.
What?
Tyler catching strays.
He's a good player.
He deep fried him.
He's a good player. Mm-mm. He's a good player.
You can't just say that after that.
He's never made All-NBA. Those are All-NBA players. One guy was an MVP. Listen, if Goran Dragic didn't get hurt, Tyler Hero would have beaten Anthony Davis in the championship. But that's, you know, unfortunately Goran got hurt. And Bam had one arm. So they got lucky. Schmeathan says, talk to me when Tyler has a crappy prank show. Oh, yeah, I forgot. They had that tie-in. He has that what is that show called? Do you know what that show's called, Brittany? Have you seen that?
I've seen it,
Punked Anthony Davis show?
Yeah, I forgot what it's called.
I think it's like, is it Flagrant Foul, something like that? I don't know. They did Asia Wilson, though.
Yeah, Bam.
Bam pranked Asia Wilson on that show. So, you know, there you go. That's your tie-in right there.
Foul play with Anthony Davis.
Foul play? It's a good name. All right, I'm going to stay on clock because I want Galen to be proud of us. So we'll take a break. We will play Goosies No Goosies next hour. We'll get you caught up with your headlines and more fun and theatrics here on a very emotional Tobin and Leroy show because I don't want Sergei Bobrovsky to leave me.